With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Julie Walker reports a vehicle has driven into a crowd in Los Angeles, injuring 30 people.
It was a chaotic scene outside a Los Angeles nightclub early Saturday morning when a vehicle drove into a crowd of people on Santa Monica Boulevard, injuring 30, says L.A. Fire Department Captain Adam Van Gerpen.
Out of the 30 patients, we transported a total of 23 of those patients. Seven of them were in critical condition.
Van Gerpen says one of the patients had a gunshot wound. The LAPD is investigating that along with the crash. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, Republican Senator Dave McCormick this week said the 2024 election taught Democrats that they cannot win in the state of Pennsylvania if they're opposed to fracking.
We have to have this energy for national security purposes, for our economic well-being, to be able to lead the AI revolution. So I think that's in the water. And I think the Democratic Party sees it, at least those that want to win races in Pennsylvania.
McCormick says he's working with Democrats to lure AI companies to Pennsylvania, and it takes a lot of energy to run those companies. The president has signed the Genius Act into law, setting new regulations for stablecoins, a type of cryptocurrency tied to assets like the U.S. dollar. The bill was one of three like bills passed on Friday, House Majority Whip Tom Emmer.
The Genius Act, the Clarity Act, and our anti-CBDC Surveillance State Act deliver on the America First digital assets agenda.
And Oklahoma Senator James Lankford says the Senate is already looking forward to passing a second reconciliation bill.
Give us a couple of months to be able to put all the pieces together. Speaker Mike Johnson has already said the House wants to do another reconciliation bill. The Senate's already said that we want to do that. We just got to make sure we get our ducks in a row before we start launching that out.
Senator Lankford interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. Michael Harrington has a report on Americans weighing in on politics and the pulpit.
The IRS announced this month that churches will no longer lose their tax-exempt status if the pastor endorses a political candidate by name from the pulpit. But even though that act is now permitted, it's not necessarily welcome. According to a poll from the Pew Research Center, large majorities of all religious groups oppose clergymen endorsing specific political candidates. That includes nearly two-thirds of white evangelical Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has rejected a challenge to Michigan's longtime ban on taxpayer-funded abortions for low-income residents, saying a group that brought the lawsuit had no standing to file it. In 2022, Michigan voters approved an amendment that enshrined abortion in the state constitution, but the ban on most taxpayer-funded abortions has been in place for decades, no matter which political party has controlled the legislature. This is SRN News. The top Republican on the House China panel questions a reversal of NVIDIA chip curbs. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Minnesota Republican John Molinar, chair of the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party, is pushing back on the Trump administration's decision to allow technology company NVIDIA to sell certain artificial intelligence chips to China once again. In a letter to Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick on Friday, the congressman raised concerns about the reversal on NVIDIA's H20 chips, suggesting it could boost China's AI capabilities. Lutnick suggested the Trump administration opted to ease the restrictions as part of a broader rare earth deal with China, underscoring that Beijing is only getting NVIDIA's fourth best chip. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A plane bound for Detroit Metro Airport had to be diverted last night. That was after a passenger tried to open an exit door in mid-flight. The plane eventually landed in Detroit Metro Airport about 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. It was 3 hours behind schedule. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.